This is Joseph.
And this is Jorge.
You're listening to Triple J Plays. What's up, Jorge? So what are you playing today?
I'm playing Guacamelee while we do this.
You know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
You're playing Guacamelee.
I'm playing Guacamelee.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing in Guacamelee?
No, I do not.
All right, let's move on to our topics. That was very soft. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You want you just want to go through the tabs on our laptop?
Let's actually see what we can pull up. So, you just want to wing it?
Yeah, let's just wing it.
Okay.
So, Watch Dogs just sold 8 million copies. 8 million units. How does that make you feel, Jorge?
Anyways, Watch Dogs just sold 8 million units.
You didn't actually talk?
Yeah. What? I thought you were continuing that.
No, I just said that it sold 8 million units, and you were like... So, yeah, Watch Dogs just sold 8 million units. And
it did. It just sold 8 million units.
Yeah,
just,
how do you feel about that?
I fucking hate it.
I thought so. Which is why I brought it up, so you can get mad, and I'm not getting into that, Jorge.
I fucking hate Watch Dogs. I think everybody should know that by now if they listen to our podcast at all. It's absolutely terrible. I hate the game. It's got terrible visuals. It plays ridiculously bad. It feels unfinished, and it's not a very good game out at all. That's how I feel about that. So I don't know why you people keep buying a fucking copy of the game.
I just wanted you to get mad. I didn't want any of that. I'm sorry.
I don't know why anybody would buy a fucking copy of that game.
You got any good news?
What good news do I have today?
Neversoft is closed.
That's not good news. That makes me sad.
I know.
That hurts me.
It's really sad. So the game company, MA Light, Tony Hawk, and Guitar Hero, they closed down. Actually, I think they were bought out by Ubisoft or something.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
Or no, not Ubisoft, Activision.
Which wouldn't surprise me because some of the Guitar Hero games were actually made by Activision. Or Activision had a big hand in them, I should say.
That was idiotic. Okay.
Which, it could have been a good thing, bad thing for the Guitar Hero series. I mean... They came out with some okay-ish ones, like Guitar Hero Metallica and
the
stuff.
The entire Guitar Hero series was, like, really, like, flash in the pan. Like, it went on really strong for a few really good years. But then after that, it just immediately dropped off the face of the earth.
I don't know. I mean, they kept going with, like, Guitar Hero Van Halen and Guitar Hero Metallica, but...
At that point, it was just holding on for dear life. I mean...
Yeah, or like...
Guitar Hero and even, like, Rock Band stuff, like... I don't know. I think what they were trying to do with a Rock Band was create this fictional rivalry between Rock Band and Guitar Hero, but weren't they all by the same company?
Yeah.
So
I mean, you get a pretty cooler. You get, you know, as far as rhythm music games goes, I mean, at this point. There's really nothing left except for, like...
My favorite was, like, the Donkey Kong game for the GameCube. But you get the bongos.
Oh, you get the drum.
That was so cool.
That shit was cool. I remember having that.
That game was so hard to beat. My hands were so tired.
You had to get gloves just to play long enough. Had to go buy a dedicated pair of gloves.
That's ridiculous.
No, you didn't, but it was a pretty cool game. Back in the days.
What was your favorite GameCube game?
My favorite GameCube game?
That was a slip.
Probably you, Joseph. You were probably my favorite GameCube gay.
Well, I'm flattered.
My favorite GameCube game. Definitely have to be Super Smash Bros.
Really?
Yeah, all day.
Super Smash Bros. Gets it. Melee?
Yep.
I think that we still play that sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll turn it on.
Yeah, and then we just play all night long.
It's just such a good Super Smash Bros. It's such a good game. It's such a good game, just overall.
Are you excited for the new Super Smash Bros.?
Oh, so excited. Like, I can't wait. It's
going to
be
Pac-Man
fantastic.
It's got Pac-Man and Mega Man. It's good.
It's got the Wii Fit lady.
It's good.
It's got the Wii Fit trainer.
Oh, well, I'm sold.
Now you have to get the game.
I don't think... Like, that's an extremely odd choice. Like, yeah. I don't know whose choice that was, but...
I feel like it's going to be a very interesting character to see play.
Yeah. Also, the Animal Crossing villager.
Oh, dude, he's supposed to be super overpowered.
OP.
It's supposed to be ridiculous. What was our next topic before we get too out of hand here?
Let's go back to GameCube for a second.
All right.
Whenever I was a kid, I loved Luigi's Mansion. Mm-hmm. Luigi's Mansion was like my jam. Luigi's Mansion was so cool, man. Because like, Luigi was like my favorite character growing up. But there was never a game like dedicated like to him.
There was always Mario, and he was a secondary character.
Yeah. And so Luigi's Mansion felt just really good. And so whenever I was a kid, I probably was like 12. I don't know how old, probably like 15 actually. Probably a lot older and sadder than the story actually sounds. But I wanted to see how long it would take for me to beat Luigi's Mansion, like one day. And like, so I like played it like as fast as I can, and like no deaths, I beat it in like 8 hours.
Speed run. That was your first speed run?
Yeah, and it's not bad for my first speed run. Just like, because like I just beat the game, I was like, I bet I could do that really fast, and I did. So,
right on.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just
speed runs are fun to watch.
Yeah, there's some of them are crazy.
Have you seen that guy who beat the Ocarina of Time in 5 hours?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Shit, it was gnarly. Because there's no way. I don't believe it.
Magnets, man, how they work.
Remember Shadow the Hedgehog?
I love that game.
That game was so fucking bad.
That game was bad, but I loved it. It was so cool. I love Shadow the Hedgehog.
The same metal song just playing over and over and over.
You like get like a brand new clip to your gun, just like it was the stupidest game. I loved it so much. It was like one of my first games I ever like 100%ed.
Really? You 100%ed Shadow?
I 100%ed Shadow.
After my second playthrough, I was like, I'm done with this game. I'm never turning it back on again.
I remember spending literally hours on that game. Like, I must have played through it like 30 times.
Why? It was terrible.
I loved it.
Even as a kid, it was bad.
Even as a kid, I loved it. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it had this quality that I just like. It grew on you.
It didn't. Fuck no, dude. I spent hours on that game, and that was just on two playthroughs, just because there were some game mechanics that were super confusing in it, and there was a couple that I just never understood, so.
I will admit that they tried to do way too many things, and so there were no, like, really good game mechanics. Like, the shooting was piss poor. The
combat system was piss poor.
The combat, in general, was piss poor. The running, like, one of the main aspects of any Sonic the Hedgehog game.
It was really bad. It was probably the worst one in any of the Sonic games.
Yeah, and there have been some pretty bad running Sonic games, which is something you don't want to hear. Fuck. But, so close. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I liked it. I actually remember the ending very well. And it's a really stupid ending, say it out loud. But after you beat every single path you can go down, because mm-hmm. in order to unlock like the final boss, mm-hmm. you need to beat the game as every single Emerald choice.
God damn.
And so you need to beat the game like, and there's like probably like 8 different Emerald endings. That means that I am very, very familiar with that first level. I must have played that first level probably 40 times.
Had I known you back then, I probably would have said you needed help.
I probably did. I definitely needed help. But, yeah, the way the game ended is that you got all the Chaos Emeralds, and, like, they, like, came around you, and you're, like, turned into gold. And then, yeah, like, a golden Shadow of the Hedgehog. And then you're, like, flying around, like, like, a last boss, because he got huge and gigantic. And you're, like, shooting, like, things at him. Like, these, like, golden spears at him. And, like, it's just that for, like, 20 minutes.
Alright. I can dig it.
It was a pretty badass ending, but I don't know. You would hate it.
Yeah, probably. Oof. Let's see. What was your absolute most hated game on the GameCube?
Most hated game on the GameCube? Probably Sims. I've always hated Sims games. I don't know what it is. It's just like, it just seems really tedious. Like, you gotta make your character go to the bathroom, you gotta make your character go to sleep, you gotta make him, like, interact with people, and I'm like, I'm playing a video game, I don't want to interact with people. How about you? What was your worst game on the GameCube? Is it Pikmin?
Sad.
I actually never played Pikmin.
Neither have I. Never have. Don't plan to, but it's okay.
I heard it was a good game. I don't know.
You know,
I can't really judge it on anything since I don't have any access to any more GameCube games that aren't going to cost you like $80.
I don't know. I guess everything I played on the GameCube was because I already knew that it was good, because I had other friends with GameCubes, and so I just play their GameCube games and be like, okay, I'm going to buy the ones that I like.
I actually heard that there were some Call of Duty like games on the GameCube.
There was Call of Duty on the GameCube?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it was like a Medal of Honor or something.
It was probably a Medal of Honor title, because I mean, I'd expect that. Medal of Honor's been on every system possible. They kind of just like...
just like, oh, sell it.
Yeah, we're going to be here. We're going to print it. We're going to be everywhere.
What's the worst Nintendo game you've ever played? Like, made by Nintendo, sold to Nintendo consoles. Like, what's the worst Nintendo game you've ever played?
Made by Nintendo and sold on Nintendo consoles only?
Yeah, like first party Nintendo. I don't think I've ever played a bad Nintendo game. Like, I feel like I have, but they've all been really solid.
Yeah. I don't think... Probably one of, like, the spin-off Mario games. Like, a character gets his own spin-off.
But... Actually, there's a new spin-off coming out, which I'm really excited for. The Captain Toad.
Yeah, the Captain Toad one looks like it's going to be really
cool. It looks adorable. I'm so excited.
It looks like it's going to be solid.
But... You're like... looks like it's going to be solid.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be good, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Can they still do spin-offs?
Yeah, they can do spin-offs. Hell, they probably really need to, since they haven't, like, made any new characters in the past probably 20 years, and, like, and it's all been, like, the main characters, and even some of the main characters haven't been used very properly. Like, Metroid hasn't had a solid game in probably 7 years.
Oh, God. Metroid. Fucking Metroid.
I love Metroid. Hey. You don't want to say you hate Metroid on the internet, do you?
I'll get slaughtered for that one. I have no problem with Metroid. Metroid's okay. I have a couple Metroid games that I like and that I'll play. But for the most part, I'm not a big Metroid fan.
No.
But I'm not going to say that out loud on the internet, of course.
I would never say it out loud on the internet.
I mean, who would?
I'll go ahead and edit that out. Thank you, Blanca.
Thanks, Blanca.
Be sure to boost your audio for that one.
Shut up. What's your most hated type of, like, game style? Like, what, like, you know, RPG, first person shooter, what type of games do you
have? You know exactly what I'm gonna say, and that's why you want me that's why you're being, I hate MMOs.
Oh, come on.
I don't
on
know.
The internet, you're going to say you don't like
shut
MMOs.
Shut up. I know what. I don't give a shit. I hate MMOs. MMOs are just too tedious. You got to grind for hours to get one God. Level. You got to, like, kill a wolf.
Bitch,
like,
bitch, bitch.
You got to kill a wolf 1,000 times on the off chance
bitch,
that it's
bitch,
full of
bitch,
meat.
Bitch,
that's
bitch.
Stupid.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
I hate you.
No. MMOs are fantastic. MMOs. They let you interact with people without having to actually interact with people.
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
I don't want to interact with anybody. Fuck that.
That's the whole point of a multiplayer game, for you to interact with somebody. MMOs are awesome because they give you this really cool chance to explore these super vast, huge worlds that they make so many expansions for, and there's always so much to do, and the game is pretty much limitless.
I don't like MMOs. I really try to get into DC Online Universe. But I hated it.
Why?
I don't
DC
know.
DC Universe is probably one of the more solid ones.
It was probably the best MMO I've ever played, but I still hated it.
How many MMOs have you played?
I played RuneScape.
RuneScape doesn't even count as an MMO. It counts as a...
I played the free trial of World of Warcraft. I played DC Universe Online. I played this one really cheap one online called AQ Worlds.
I've never played that one.
It was really shitty, but... I can admit that one was bad because of the developers and not because of the genre.
But, well, first of all, World of Warcraft is, like, the MMO. It pretty much brought MMOs into light, which I don't like, because I don't like World of Warcraft. I really don't. Which is okay to say.
Because, say that on the internet? Oh!
It's okay to say, because World of Warcraft's dying.
Especially, oh, that's... I'm sure people want to hear that. No! Playing Guacamelee, and I've been on this platform for like 20 minutes, and I was like right there, and then I die.
Oh, that blows. That really sucks.
Oh, that sucks so bad. Okay, so you're saying about you hating World of Warcraft?
No, I don't hate World of Warcraft. I don't particularly care for World of Warcraft. I mean, I've logged my fair share of hours on the World of Warcraft, just like anybody has.
How many hours? I'm just curious. What exactly is a fair share to you?
Let's not talk about that. All I'm going to say is I've put a couple hours into World of Warcraft before, and it's the MMO. It's super it was super popular at one point, but now you have MMOs like Raiders with a Z at the end.
Oh, hell.
A capital Z to be at that. It's like a Monster Hunter style MMO. Really cool, really huge bosses. Like, I'm talking about massive bosses where you need like a party of 6 or 7 players to take it down.
That's crazy.
What other MMOs? There's been, Terra? Terra Online's been pretty cool. DC Universe Online. DC Universe Online, the ultimate MMO. I mean, build your own superhero, learn from your favorite superhero.
I remember you and Jay were in that for, like, years. Like, for literally, like,
I think since it's 2 years? Since its release for me when it came out on the PlayStation, I got on it hardcore.
Have you ever paid for it?
No, I never paid for anything.
Yeah.
I always got the add-ons from buddies. And so I've played all the paid content, and it's cool, and it's worth it. But you don't need to. I mean, there's so much content free to play on it that the only reason you would get the paid content is because you've done all the free content. Like, you've seriously logged hours into that game. And
yeah, there's a ton of free stuff on DC Universe Online. Like, it's impressive.
Yeah, it's a huge game, and which I have logged a shit ton of hours into it, being that I have, like, 30 max level characters that have done just about everything. And
I'm right there. Oh, I did it! It was this guy.
And so,
you're halfway there? This guy's an asshole. Okay. I'm more than halfway.
And so there's no more excitement for me in it anymore since I've done it all, been there, done that. And since I've done all the free, the paid content, I just wait for new paid content to show up, and then I play it again.
Alright.
But MMOs are great. I don't understand why you hate them so much.
I don't...
You don't need to grind. You don't have to. You can go along with the curve.
It's not my cup of tea, okay? It's just not my cup of tea. It's not my pot of tea. I don't like it. And, like, I don't like having to grind for hours in order to make my character substantial.
You don't have to grind for hours.
For me, I do, because I suck. Hey, look at this. This guy goes like, you're halfway there. And I'm like, ah, oh, shit. And just like, oh. And then this guy up here, he just goes like, psych. I love this game. It's got so much heart to it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of really cool references in it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to grind away at an MMO. You really don't have to. You can, because you absolutely love your MMO. But you
know, I feel like I have to every time I play MMO, and I think that's like the main problem with me is that I feel like I need to do everything in the game.
Well, that's it. You can do everything and stay with the level caps, or stay within the levels. You don't have to grind. I mean, I grind because I like to be a little bit ahead of the curve. I like a challenge, but I don't want to be fucked up every time I walk into a dungeon. I don't want to be disoriented and my fucking foot in my mouth. Or my head up my ass. And so I grind for a little bit just to kind of get my character there. I'm falling
for a long time.
That was a really long fall.
Yeah. And I'm fine.
So, I mean, MMOs. Cool.
MMOs, cool.
Yeah. I like them. They're great.
Yeah, they're okay.
I don't understand you.
I don't. How are we friends? Yeah. Where do I got to go next? I can't remember. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't like MMOs. Jorge loves them. So.
MMOs.
MMOs. Did I hit record?
Did you hit record? Please tell me.
I really hope I hit record. I hit record.
You hit record. Okay, cool. So we've been recording.
Okay, we're good.
I'd have been really upset.
I have no idea how often that happens. Just like we're halfway through something. I'm like, wow, that was like really soft.
Did we record?
It's the most terrifying thing in the world.
Remember, people, we're professionals.
Super professionals.
We're professional podcasters.
We're mediocre podcasters.
We're professional podcasters.
We don't get paid for it, so.
We're professional podcasters.
Deal. We're professional podcasters.
Professionals. Very cheap professionals.
Very cheap professionals. How many times do I say professional before it gets annoying?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to get a counter.
Are we professional yet?
I don't know.
If we get a counter, will we be professional?
If we say professional enough by the end of the podcast, will someone pay us to shut up?
God, I hope so.
Because we need the money.
I really just can't wait to sell out. I honestly cannot wait to sell out. I hope that we get to the point where we can sell out.
Yeah, I love my fans, but if I get the chance, I'll sell out.
Mm-hmm. Have you... Okay, so I've gained a lot of weight. Have you heard of that guy named Mike Chang on YouTube?
Yeah.
So, it was like, lose weight in like weeks. And I'm like, I normally don't trust these things, but he is number one on YouTube. So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and check out his website. It took like literally 30 minutes worth of like him trying to sell me a product without telling me he's going to sell me a product. He's like the whole time like if you just wait, I'll tell you what you need. And I'm like, all right. You know, I normally just like ignore these things, but I'll wait. I listened like the whole thing and freaking, it's like the worst thing in the world. Because like at the very end, he's like, if you just buy my $70 DVD set, and I'm like, oh my god. If you were trying to sell to me, just tell me earlier.
You fell into the trap, Joe.
So then like I've gotten to the point where I seriously debated buying it. So I checked it out on Reddit I just typed his name on Reddit and was like, let's see how reliable this guy is. I have never seen so many negative reviews in one place. It was like the worst thing in the world. So many negative reviews in one place, and I was like, that's awful. But I did find this one Asian dude who's like really like muscular, and he does all of Mike Chang's workouts, but he does them like kind of like ironically. Mm-hmm. And it's like really funny. Like he's at the gym and he's like bench pressing top with his legs and he's going, ah! Everyone in the gym is like staring at him. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to go home. I can't do it. My cheek's so strong. I'm not strong enough.
That's great.
It's the funniest thing in the world. I think his name is like Sexy Something Abs. I need to look it up, but it's like the greatest thing in the world.
Wait, what was that just clicked on? What is that? Is that a Kirby Super Smash Bros?
Yeah, Kirby Super Smash Bros.
What is it called?
Kirby Fighter Z, I think.
Kirby Fighter Z. Gonna be great. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I want it. I want it now. Give it to me.
It looks really good. I can't wait. I'm looking through my history, and a lot of the stuff I didn't want. Buying versus renting a house, the advantages of each. I never researched that.
Are you trying to buy a house?
I wasn't, but now I'm curious. I'm just going to type his name in on Reddit and find it. Might find out YouTube. Because it's just amazing. I loved it. So yeah, Kirby Fighter Z. So you know how when Kirby like sucks up like an enemy type, and then he becomes an enemy type? This is basically a Super Smash Bros. Game dedicated just to Kirby. And it looks amazing.
Does it? Is it good?
Yeah, the only thing is that it's only for Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone needs to import it and send it to us.
Yeah. I mean...
Hey, one of our listeners in Japan.
I mean, it's not like Kirby has any major dialogue.
No, we don't we don't need to hear him talk. Dude, watch him have full fucking dialogue in this one. I'd be so upset.
You'll kill my father. It'd be great.
Playing a subtitled version of Kirby. It's like watching an anime. Dude, it's kind of crazy. So, every summer I get into the state where I literally have nothing to do, so I watch a shit ton of anime. And I watch hours of it on end. And I get to this point in the summer where
I don't need to look at the screen anymore to understand what they're saying. But if you ask me to say something in Japanese, I couldn't fucking do it to save my life. But 90% of what they're saying, I'll get the gist of it, and I'll be like, okay, cool, that's what's happening.
It's great. Now if I could only really speak Japanese.
I remember in high school, like my second year of Spanish, I went to Mexico, and I was like, I know Spanish. Like, you know, I can find my way around. So I go out, and like I tried to ask someone where our bathroom is. It was like, ¿dónde está el baño? Right? I mean, it's close enough. Uh-huh. So I asked him, and then he responded. That's the part where I realized I can speak Spanish, but I can't hear it. I have no idea what the dude said. I was like, oh, they never taught me this.
I think I skipped this chapter.
It was so funny.
I must have been absent for that lesson.
Give me the first 10 years of your life, Jorge.
First 10. First everything.
And the last 10. The first and the last 10 of years of his life. What's up, Blanca?
So, Blanca's here. So, what else is on our thing?
They can see you?
Yeah, and that.
On Twitch. Okay. Twitch can see us. Twitch loves us.
That was perfect.
Okay, Jorge doesn't. Okay, I want those clothes.
Because I'm stringy, and Jorge's not.
I'll put that in the highlights. You're not stringy, baby. I love how slowly people are learning things about us as the podcast goes.
Yeah. What's next?
Pretty soon they're going to have a full image of us.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X and X-Plane 10 are coming their way to Steam. You ever play a flight simulator?
Yeah, it used to be really big. It was included on like every Windows PC at one point. And it was awesome because you could like explore the world, like Earth, in a fucking plane. And you didn't have to leave your living room.
Okay, this is going to sound really bad. Whenever I was a kid, I didn't quite understand what had happened. And I reenacted 9/11.
On Flight Simulator?
I had no idea what was going on. I was like, oh, those look like the buildings that the plane crash should do. I'm going to crash into them. My granddad has like a full set at his house. And so like I just like did it. And I feel like an awful person.
Speaking of 9/11, there was a whole blog fucking dedicated to people just talking about when 9/11 is going to be a major topic in video games.
Yeah, I was actually curious about that. Like, so when is 9/11 going to be okay to, like, put inside video games?
I read through some of the blog, and it's just a whole bunch of people joking. But there was one dude who actually took it seriously. And was like, I don't know, I think it's going to be pretty soon since we're able to talk about Nazis and the Holocaust and stuff. And I was like,
Yeah, I'm glad
come
that...
to think about it, the Holocaust didn't happen too long ago. I mean, you look at it, it was actually kind of recent. I mean... 60 years recent, but recent is recent. Maybe a little bit more. I think
you're pretty. It's like 70 years now,
almost 100. Holy shit,
that's a long time ago, Jorge.
But yeah, I mean, even then, when is 9/11 gonna be okay to talk about in a video game?
I think that I'm glad that the way people are seeing 9/11 now, it's less of a like you attacked us thing, so now we got to retaliate. It's less of that, and it's more. It's just a sad event.
Yeah,
where people died, and now I think we're getting to a place where we can just remember the people who were there, as opposed to trying to avenge them. And I think that that's a very important place for our society to be.
Where getting, have we gotten with this? Podcast?
Getting deep with Triple J plays dicks.
Then you had to break it. Way to go. We can't get too deep here or too smart here, because then people are going to think we're a real podcast.
Yeah.
We can't let them think that.
Are we not a real podcast? Where have I been putting this? Bitch, we're on iTunes.
Are we, though? Does anybody know we're on iTunes? We're on iTunes, by the way. Go download our podcast on iTunes, Triple J Place. Just look it up.
I'm going to go check our iTunes and make sure it's still there.
Wait. Before we do that, we should move on to our next topic. Women not being allowed to play in the Hearthfire tournament.
Hearthstone.
Yeah. Hearthstone.
Well, Hearthfire? What the hell is wrong with you?
Hearthstone qualifying tournament.
What are you, a woman?
There's a gaming tournament without a woman.
That actually has a pretty good reason. So
women should not be isolated.
It's not a good reason, but if it's like...
It's a cultural reason.
It's a cultural reason, which is better than just like
women. No reason.
Yeah, just better just than like, just like
I don't like women in my video games. I
feel like it. Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to we'll talk about that later on another podcast or maybe tonight. So what happened is the guy holding the podcast, he was like, "Yeah, you're right. We're not allowing women to the tournament." Hey, I said it that time.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We just need to cut that clip and paste it in everything that I have to say that word in. You have to isolate that one clip.
How about you do it? Because I'm sick of this shit.
Anyways, they weren't allowed in because they didn't want something happening. Well, first let me explain. In the finals held in Korea, it's an all-males tournament. It's an all-males tournament. And so, if they had allowed qualifiers in Finland to be females, if a female had won, she wouldn't have been allowed to play in the finals. They didn't want to take the risk of that happening and having to replay the tournament by not allowing females to play and having an all-male cast of players.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, but why not just hold the final somewhere else? Even though in Korea, MMOs are like stupid.
MMOs are their life.
Yeah.
MMOs is life.
Or, yeah, just online video games is huge
love,
in Korea.
MMOs life.
If you rearrange MMO, it spells life. It's fact. Look it up. It's on the internet.
Probably in Japanese. Probably.
Gotta rearrange the lines.
Some, yeah.
But yeah. What do you think?
I think... What do I think? I understand the cultural reason. I still think it's a fucked up thing to do. Like women should be allowed to play video games. Like, Blanca beats me in video games every day. Every day.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. And, right now. Sometimes I beat Jorge, and I'm a girl. So, I mean...
I beat Jorge in Injustice.
To be fair, you rocked at Injustice for, like, an entire, like, 3 months.
Summer.
Yeah, for an entire summer.
I didn't even have a console. I just came and played with you guys, and nobody invited me.
Look, you're not on the podcast, Mom.
Don't get mad at my logic.
You're not on the podcast. Like, the internet can't know that we lost. Because we're Triple J plays. We always win.
Really? I mean, look at what I'm doing right now in this game.
They're not seeing it. This is a podcast, not Twitch.
We could be PB&J. Panda, Blanca, and Joseph.
Blanca, you're not on the podcast.
That's a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
But he's Panda.
But you're not in the podcast.
I'll start... You know what? I'll start a new podcast, and we'll do it with you and Tori and me. PB&J.
So keep an eye out for that. Apparently, they'll be branching off our podcast as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I think that any sort of gaming tournament where girls aren't allowed is messed up, especially if it's like a world tournament. Although, there are like something like is it didn't be like a girls tournament or is it just like is like that it?
That's it?
No. Well, then, yeah, it's messed up.
I mean, sure. Even, but here in the States, there aren't very many female gamers that even want to play in tournaments or even play that big of a scale. I mean, yeah, there's a handful of them out there that do, and that's cool, and you should be allowed to, but there aren't too many hardcore female gamers. Actually, let me take that back, because statistics show that nowadays, female gamers may actually soon outnumber male gamers.
Yeah, I've met a lot more girls who play video games than guys, like, in college.
Yeah.
Just like, because, well, I do see a lot of guys playing video games, but a lot more girls than I'm led to believe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We need to get our aggression at some point.
Walker, you're not on the podcast. Did we bring you in the intro? No. No podcast.
No girls allowed, okay?
We're same sexist. Rules.
We're sexist as shit. Blanca, be woo! Careful. There is a TV over there.
Where else is it?
So what's next? Oh, the Payday 2 lead developer?
Starting an indie firm. Woo!
What's his name? David Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
Very respectable man in the gaming community. But his name is Goldfarb, so we gotta make fun of that.
It doesn't matter. He made Payday 2. Probably one of my favorite games of all time.
Payday 2 is amazing.
And you know, It's sold as if it was a AAA game, and it's not. It's an indie game that just went massively huge. It's an indie
game that looks amazing.
And it plays so well, and it's such a great game. I mean, the whole heist thing and four-man team, it's pretty great. Although, if you get the wrong people, it can be pretty bad.
That's why you play with friends. But
that's why you don't play with Jacob.
Jay is awful at any sort of coordination game whatsoever. I don't know how he always beat me in Guitar Hero.
Jacob doesn't know what the fuck it means to, okay, look, you go this way, I'll go this way, and wait till I say go before you start shooting stuff.
What? I can't hear you over the sound of my gunshots.
Yeah, by the time I'm done talking, it's already like, oh, hey, oh, cops are here. Oh, I guess I'm dead. I didn't have time to get inside. Thanks, Jay.
He's really good at, like, first-person shooter games where, like, Call of Duty and stuff, where it's, like, the more like the individual player than it is about the team.
Yeah, but still, no bueno. When he plays by himself, he's pretty good just because, well, the NPCs don't do very much to begin with. But in a team, he fucks everyone else up. But yeah, does it, the Payday 2 creator, Goldfarb. Goldfarb. Mm-hmm. He actually said that he wants to design an RPG game. Which I thought was really cool.
Because you love RPG games.
I do love a good RPG game.
I like RPG games, but I can't play them very much.
What the fuck do you mean?
Like, okay, so here's how...
Zelda?
I don't consider Zelda as much... It's a very like low RPG.
How can you not consider Zelda an RPG game?
Zelda is definitely an RPG game, but it's not like a super intense RPG. It's not an RPG game where I have to like manage my stats, or I have to like manage all my mana or my magic. Like Zelda's very.
You're just a Zelda fanboy.
Zelda is very like puzzly at
RPG-ish.
Times. It's very puzzly at times, but it's like a mindless RPG for me.
It's an RPG nonetheless.
Fine. It's an RPG.
You like RPGs.
Stop it. I hate you. But here's the way I play RPGs. I play 36 hours at a time. Then I stop for 2 months. Then I play another 36 hours.
It's not how you play an RPG.
I know it's not how you play an RPG.
You play 2 months at a time, and then you stop for 36 hours, and then play 2 more months at a time.
Is that the entire year that I didn't see you? Because you were busy playing Skyrim?
Oh, God. So many hours. So many days wasted in front of a fucking TV playing Skyrim. Oh. I had to buy a new controller when I got done.
That's awful!
I had worn out the bumpers and the joysticks. Like, the rubber on the PS3 joysticks. It was, like, indented in from where my thumb has been sitting the whole time. Like, I've been having to click them. Yeah, I had to buy a new controller. That's how many hours I logged into Skyrim.
How the hell?
My X button also stopped working, because you have to hit X to jump. And my triangle button actually got stuck, since triangle is, like, what you use to interact with a lot of things.
You play the shit.
I mean, X is the interact, triangle is the jump. Yeah, so my X button got stuck, and my triangle button actually stopped working. I played the ever-living hell out of that game.
Did you do that to like any other kind of game? Have you ever played like the hell out of any kind of game?
To that extent, no. Maybe. No, to that extent, to that extreme of an extent, no. Ocarina of Time might come in a close second to that.
But that's because we started playing that game when we were kids and we were shitty at puzzles.
And it took me forever.
It took me 4 years to be Ocarina of Time because I started playing whenever I was like 6. So.
Actually, now that I think about it, what the fuck is the name of that stupid game I logged? Endless spawn hours. My mom actually had to come into my room at one point and actually disconnect my console for it. It was. Fuck me. It's gonna kill me. I know. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's the stupid name of the game. Anyway, let's continue and I'll just blurt it out later.
You're gonna forget.
No, I'm forever. Not. No, I'm not.
Forever.
I swear to God, because I have the game sitting in my room right now.
Well, we'll come back to the next podcast and go over. Alright, what next? don't think we have any more topics.
No.
Are we out of topics?
I think we're out of topics. How long are we at?
We're at 40 minutes. Oh, wow. We did actually pretty good today.
Yeah. Even though it was mainly a rant.
Yeah, mainly a rant about how RPGs... No, not
are the greatest games on Earth.
And how MMOs suck.
And how you're a complete and total prick.
I love you, Jorge.
I can't believe you don't like MMOs.
I don't know what it is.
And how can you not like RPGs? MMO
RPGs. I like RPGs. I hate MMOs.
MMO RPGs.
It feels wrong.
There's FPS MMOs, which are crazy.
Yeah, really?
First person shooter.
What game MMOs? Is like that?
Dust 514.
Oh, okay.
That shit is fucking crazy. It plays terrible. It's such a bad game, but it's so much fun just because of how many players. There's actually an FPS MMO that was released for the PS3 a while back. Yep. God fucking shit. I can't remember the name of that one either.
You're awful at this.
Yeah, but it was like...
Oh, shit. Did you get my Facebook message?
I haven't been on Facebook in like a month.
You're going to hate yourself because...
Let's do that after the podcast.
No. We got to talk about it now because it's video game related.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So PSN had a flash sale this weekend.
Uh-huh.
This weekend only. Where a bunch of games for the PS Vita, the PS3, and the PS4 were all 99 cents.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Did you buy anything?
No, I didn't buy anything. All the PSN all the PS Vita games were pretty trashy, and anything that was on the PS3 I already had.
Oh, all right.
I don't have a PS4.
Okay.
Joseph. PS3. PS Vita. PSN.
I thought you might like Double Dragon Neon or Harvest Moon Back to Nature.
Oh, God. Such AAA titles.
Harvest Moon was amazing. You shut your fucking mouth. I loved Harvest Moon.
Oh, such a great game. Ooh, yay. Harvest Moon. The whole reason I got a console.
You overplayed the shit out of Skyrim. I probably played the shit out of Harvest Moon. It's a Wonderful Life on Game Boy Advance.
Oh God, I remember that game.
That game. You remember the teleport stone?
Uh huh.
Where you had to dig under 255 levels of mine without passing out, and then get every single square on the bottom of the mine in order to get the teleport stone. I got it. I got it. It literally, so the way you get it is you need to get, like, Ellie's magic potion, whatever. And in order to get that, you need to get every single medicine in the game, put it in a blender, and mix it together, along with some red, white oak leaves that you find.
I have a feeling like this wasn't that long ago, because you were in perfect detail.
No, I remember, because it took me forever. I remember, it's probably like 5 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
And and if you drink that, it fully restores your stamina.
Uh-huh.
So you wait till you're, like, on the brink of, like, passing out, then you drink that, and you, like, fill your inventory full of those. And you need, like, the biggest bag that you can carry. Like, I probably had, like, 16 of those. I used up all 16.
Jesus Christ.
And I got the teleport stone, and it was at that point, And that took me 8 hours to go through every single level, because every time I would go down a level, I would save before I went down, and then I would, like, find out where it was, turn the game off, turn it back on, then go to exactly where I found it and hit it to save stamina. And that probably took me a good 8 hours to do. As soon as I got it, I stopped playing the game.
That was it.
I was like, there's nothing else I can do.
You've reached the ultimate point of Harvest Moon.
I had a wife and a kid I just left behind.
I'm going to call you Jerome.
No. I married, like, this pink-haired bimbo. And we had a kid that I named Fart.
It's like in the Pokemon games when Professor Oak can't remember his grandson's name, and he's like, and he asks you, what's your name again? You get to name him. I was naming like Butt Face or Ass Face or something. And so he'd be like, oh, that's right, I remember. Your name is Ass Face.
Oh, that's right, Ass Face.
I just thought it was hilarious as a kid.
You know what's really fun to do in Pokemon to name your character? I never threw that Pokeball. I never got the badge. I never... You get the idea.
God damn it.
Oh, God. What else is on here? Siphon Filter.
I fucking threw that Pokeball.
Oh, Worms Revolution was on the PS3. Oh, I like Worms. Have you played a Worms game?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty fun.
I haven't spent too much time on them.
Toe Jam and Earl. It's still the worst game in the world.
There's some pretty bad games on the online marketplace for just about every console. There's games on that I'm like, how did this even become a game? Who let this publish?
There's one game I saw the other day that was like a rage quit for Rooster Teeth. And it looked like a game that was made in MS Paint. It was the worst thing in the world. And I was like, how did this become a game?
Why did they even?
You put on the Mario hat?
No, I'm not putting on the Mario hat.
I'll put on the Mario hat.
I've just been finding it.
You've been finding it for days?
I think it's time, Joseph. I think we've ranted on long enough, and I think they're tired of hearing us.
I'm tired of hearing us.
Yeah, me too.
I'm using the camera as a mirror, but I forget that it's lagging, and I'm like, it's a little bit tilted.
Just wait till it says live, and then you can do it.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes. See, it's like, now.
Still lagging.
Yeah, I guess by like a millisecond. But it's okay. Now, thanks for clapping our podcast. But anyways, I think that's it
for Triple J. I want to slap you, and then I want to see it on that.
That was so worth it. Anyways, I think that's it for Triple J Plays tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to Triple J Plays again. Be sure to tell all your friends about us, please.
God help us.
Please help us. Tell all your friends about us. Tell them to go like us on Facebook at Triple J Plays.
Please donate money to our PayPal. And if you see us on the street, please stop by and drop off
$100 bag. Just throw quarters at us.
We'll eat them because we're so hungry and poor. We eat quarters.
Look, that's not the point. The point is that you should go like our page on Facebook. You should also go follow us on... Do we have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter. Triple J Plays at...
No, at Triple J Plays.
Yeah, at Triple J Plays. Triple underscore J underscore Plays.
And I think we have individual Twitters as well. At Triple Jorge, or at Triple Jorge, at Triple Joe, and at Triple J.
We really have that?
I think so. I thought you made them for us.
No, we don't. I didn't make that. No.
You told me about them the first podcast. You were look, I made us Twitters.
I made individual Reddit accounts.
Individual Reddit accounts. That's what they were. Triple J Joe, Triple J Hunter, and Triple J J. And Triple J. Triple J. Damn it. Fuck. Anyways, thanks for tuning in tonight.
You okay there?
That's not the point. The point is, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll see y'all again pretty soon. We have some pretty cool stuff for you coming in the next podcast.
Don't tell them that. They'll be expecting something.
Because they should. Because our podcasts are always great.
But we don't have anything planned.
Look, they don't know that.
Joseph, just get on Jorge's boat.
But
get off my tip, dog. But get off sinking. My tip. All right, guys.
Good night.
Good morning, evening, afternoon. Bye.
Don't forget to neuter your pets. Bye.
Don't forget to neuter your children.
and feed your pets. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay, fine. Let's just end it.